and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our very special guest is the senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, Pastor Carl Gallups. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Timmy Subaker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to our show today.
Yes.
Pastor Carl Gallups is in the house. Woo! One of the outstanding voices. And I don't know if he will let me say this or not, but I believe you're a prophet.
Yes. Thank you.
When you preach, you prophesy. Yes.
Thank you.
That's what the Lord really has done. Means that. It's, to prophesy when you preach. Did you know
thank
that?
You. Yeah, yeah. I've even preached that, yes.
And I know you have the prophetic gift. That's why I brought you back. Yeah, for how many years have you been coming to my show?
I think about 10, I think.
Yes,
I
think. We like
right
him.
Around. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's the senior pastor of a church with an unusual name, Hickory Hammock, that's the name of
that's
the road.
That's the name of the road, yeah.
Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. And he's a former decorated Florida law enforcement officer. And he's an Amazon top 60 all-time author. So his latest book is The Yeshua. I can't even say that right.
Yeah, you did. You said it right.
And it's amazing. Oh, there's a picture of you in your police car. Is that you?
I don't think so. Wait a minute.
Let me look.
How did you get those pictures? How did you get those?
I was
the first 19-year-old deputy sheriff. And
is that you?
It probably is.
It looks like a 16-year-old boy.
Well, I almost was. You guys have been talking to my wife. Okay. Okay. Y'all have caused marriage problems. I just want you to know that.
But you have a wonderful wife. You love her dearly.
Oh, my gosh. We've known each other since we were 10, 11 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't that
well, you were,
sweet.
Was she 17 when you married her?
Her father had to sign down at the courthouse.
And you were 18? So
yeah.
Is that right?
She was still 17. I was 18. She turned 18, I don't know, a few weeks later.
And you've been
later.
Married 50 years. Is that true?
As we're sitting here today, it will be this
wow.
year.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We got an early start. I have two great grandsons as we're sitting here.
You've lived long enough that you've had some experiences.
I have. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Preacher your age doesn't need to look up, you know, stories to tell in their sermons.
Yeah, no.
Because you lived enough of them.
I've got them. Yeah. Some of them I can't use because some of the people are still alive. But
right.
Yeah.
Carl is well known for saying, we are now living in the most prophetic time since the first coming
yes.
of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
True.
What do you mean by that,
yeah,
Carl?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Listen, I've been saying this for well over a decade because I was saying it before you had me on. And I think the very first show I did with you, we talked about that. But the bottom line is, just like the early church in one of Peter's books, I think it's the second one, when he said, I can almost see him slapping his forehead when he says, now. And he's talking about here, Jesus has come, the resurrection's happened, the church has been born. He says, now we have the word of the prophets made more certain.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says, now we do. Even angels longed looking. The prophets understood they weren't even talking about their own day. They were talking about a day in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, so why was that so important? Because before all of the Christ event happened, the Old Testament foretold it all, and then they got to see it. Well, guess what? The Old Testament also talks about the last days, and I don't set dates, but I'm saying it talks about it, and it tells you the kind of things and the specific things that are going to happen before the coming.
That's
it's
right.
all happening That's, now
it
in
is.
Our lifetime.
Yeah. We can know the times and the seasons,
listen,
can't we?
Yes, Israel has returned.
Amen.
All right, Jerusalem has been returned as the chief city of Israel. Explosion of technology that Daniel talked about, Jesus talked about, Revelation talks about, that is beyond anything the earth has ever seen, all foretold to happen in the last days. We're there.
The
We're
Old
there.
Testament says that in the last days, knowledge will be increased.
Yes.
and men shall run to and fro.
Listen.
Is that not now?
Yes, it is.
Come on,
let me tell you.
To wake up, yes. Because it's going to come unaware. Yeah. God said he didn't want his coming, his Jesus coming, his son's coming, to catch us unaware, Amen. Mondo.
Yeah.
And we're seeing so much. Listen to me. This is my bedside pads that I keep.
Yeah.
I keep them because when God speaks to me, and when I have things happening in the world that are in the Bible, I write them down. I should write a book just for me. Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
These are the last few days of two pads of unbelievable things.
Yeah.
Unbelievable things happening. And we're going to talk about them today because the King is coming back. And I believe that Carl is one of the great voices.
Yes.
One of the.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know. I don't want to offend you or I don't want to say things are wrong, but I believe you're one of the top 10 voices in the world today.
Amen.
I believe this with all my heart. I wouldn't have you back all the time if I didn't believe that. I believe you have a message from God.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions. This is his new book.
Yes.
It's called Yeshua's Protocol.
Yeshua Protocol.
It's divine revelation. And it's amazing.
An explosion.
Stuff you've never known comes from the God. A whole massive book of revelation for the last days, for right now. Right
now. I love
now,
what you say.
Scriptures that have never been understood. I don't know. How do you get this revelation?
Well, real quick before the I just have to say this. The subtitle, An Explosion of Divine Revelation for Our Unique Generation.
For now.
That's us.
For now. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
And perfect. if you don't read everybody's books because a lot of lies are out there. There's false prophets in the world. And there's going to be signs and wonders and miracles come from false prophets.
Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful. You better stay in the Word. That's why you need this book to know what the Bible says. And it's a $25 gift to the ministry that helps us stay on the air. Well, Carl, we know that one major spy balloon came over the United States. It went over all of our silos, Mondo.
Yes, sir.
In Montana, right?
In Montana, and it came all the way down Missouri, and the fact that
crossed our house.
Absolutely, right on top of it.
Right over us in Missouri, where we live. And then there's been three more. And flying objects that were shot down. And I'm going to run a report from the news about it. And then I want you to tell me what they are.
Okay.
Let's roll this, please.
The Defense Department shooting down a fourth unidentified object flying over Lake Huron yesterday.
All right, try to keep track of this. It's the third object being shot down just this weekend. We lost one and then we shot it down later. As lawmakers demand answers from the Biden administration, who just like to go on vacation.
Mark Meredith joins us live from the White House with more. Mark, what's different about the last couple of things they shot down? Rather than way up high at 60, 70,000 feet, these things were down at like 20, 30,000 feet. And according to the Pentagon, they were worried that airplanes might run into them.
Steve, you're right. These were different altitudes than the original Chinese spy craft that was shot down off the Carolina coast. Good morning to all three of you. U.S. and Canadian officials are still trying to determine exactly what was flying over our airspace this past weekend. As you guys mentioned, there were three different objects taken down by military aircraft, and now recovery operations are underway. Let's get you caught up. On Friday, we learned that a craft was spotted over northeast Alaska. Military aircraft were then shooting it down. Recovery operations, I mentioned, still going. Then on Saturday, an object was shot down over Canadian airspace, this time over the Yukon Territory. Then yesterday afternoon, an object flying, as you mentioned, at 20,000 feet, shot down over Lake Huron near Michigan. Pentagon officials had a briefing late yesterday by phone in which they said it's simply too soon to say exactly what was taken down.
I'm not going to categorize them as balloons. We're calling them objects for a reason. These are objects. I'm not able to categorize how they stay aloft. I'm not currently tracking any other objects at this point. That doesn't mean there couldn't be more at some point in the future.
Officials stress they do not know where these latest objects came from, unlike the Chinese spy craft, which, as we all remember, was shot down off the Carolina coast 9 days ago. Remember, China claimed ownership of that device. Then there's new developments. This morning, China is accusing the U.S. of operating similar technology over its airspace. There was a news conference this morning in Beijing, a spokesperson for the foreign ministry accusing the U.S. of launching 10 balloons since 2022. White House officials deny those claims. One aide even told me this morning this is China just trying to deflect over the situation. We also heard from a White House spokesperson on Twitter who added, quote, any claim that the U.S. government operates surveillance balloons over the PRC is false. It is China that has a high-altitude surveillance balloon program for intelligence collection that it has used to violate the sovereignty of the U.S. in over 40 countries across five continents. So the White House striking right back against China this morning, saying that what the Chinese are now claiming is simply false. We'll be looking to see if they expand on their statement a little bit later on today. A number of lawmakers from both parties have said that they would like to hear more from the White House about what exactly is going on. We know some officials, some lawmakers have been getting briefings over the weekend, but whether or not we're going to see a more comprehensive briefing is yet to be determined. There is no public events on the president's schedule today, but there will be a White House briefing on camera a little bit later on this afternoon. All Steve, right, Ainslie, and Brian.
Thank you, Mark. Yeah, he's been criticized for not coming out and taking reporters' questions. People are screaming questions at him as he's getting into his SUV, and the president just gets in the car and doesn't respond at all. So people want to know more about this.
I want to read to you what the Bible has to say about some of these things. And these balloons, this first one was 20 stories high, Carl. That's a big balloon.
Can I give one quick example of how big that is?
How big is it?
I was a deputy sheriff in Leon County, Florida, the capital of Tallahassee. Its capital building, a skyscraper on the horizon, is 21 stories tall.
Now,
I mean, you stand underneath it, you just look like this, and that's how big that balloon was.
Now, they're saying that there's tons of debris that came in technology. And they say that that balloon was capable of not only receiving data from America's and from our, they flew over our main
nuclear sites.
Nuclear silos, I think we call them, mm-hmm. where we will defend ourselves.
And they could send that information back.
And this is full of Mondo, you have any word for it? Full of what? Full of, today they've been finding more and more, and it really is. And the one thing I just want to say, and I'm hearing it, Lori and I are getting information. Some of it we can't even say on the air. We're not allowed to. But I'm getting information that this balloon could have had an EMP bomb in it.
Absolutely. This sounds like World War II once again.
Thank you.
This is the Japanese. When you begin to study the Chinese, unless they're building new technology, they always go back to the past. Because the past always shows us where we are today and where we're going years to come, but it's almost mimicking what the Japanese did in World War II, a balloon that had bombs in it. Yet technology has advanced so far ahead that all of a sudden you have a balloon in the sky being able not only to transmit, but being able to collect data, be able to take pictures, being able to understand what America is capable of doing. But here you have information right above our skies, yet is not manned by anyone but somebody in China. You talk about a new threat, a new war with technology. This is the future. This is one of the generals, and I quote, he said, in about 2 years, America will be at war with China. If those are the threats, can you imagine what the Chinese are doing, collecting data and information on some of the most intellectual properties? Now, I mind you, China has stolen over $500 million worth of intellectual properties from the United States. And here we're letting them be in our skies, collecting more information. Listen, this is a word for the government. If you don't want us to create conspiracy theories, then tell us the truth. Yeah. Tell us the truth. Because now America wants to know what is going on. Yet we have to go back to the past and what it looked like in World War II with the Japanese. Now imagine an advancement of technology with the Chinese being able to carry on full threat above American skies. They can shut down the power grid from above us and we don't even know it. There are reports from Dr. Vincent Pry that I have studied. There's about this big of studies or reports telling us that the new war, no one will even know that a bomb has gone off because it doesn't look like the normal bomb. They can detonate this type of technology and within hours shut down the grid all around us.
I don't believe people understand at all when we talk about an EMP bomb. You've all heard about EMP bombs, right? You watch my show.
If you watch the show, electromagnetic but now they're talking pulse. About it on the average news. They're
mainstream.
Actually saying it.
But
they're
it is
saying
it,
main, on the mainstream.
I predict
EMP.
There will be attacks on our grid this year like never before.
There's two.
Do you know that there's more Chinese people, like 800% more, coming across the southern border?
Oh, yeah.
What are the Chinese doing?
It's a big story right
they
there.
They don't look like they're homeless, the Chinese. They're dressed up nice. The ladies have earrings on. I believe China's sending spies and terrorists.
Absolutely.
One thing God talked to me about, and I know I'm a little crazy because God, I hear from God. Remember when God spoke to me years ago about terrorism? I didn't even understand. He gave it to me in, what do you call it, phonetics and terrorism. We're going to see terrorism. They've been coming across our border by the millions. We've let them in. There's hundreds of thousands that they have. They don't even know. They haven't. They don't have a count of them. And I believe, do you know our grid has been attacked in the last few years over 100 times, Mondo? Did you
Absolutely.
Know that?
Absolutely. And listen, and just in the last few months, according to this report, there have been at least 18 more publicly reported. Listen to the wording, publicly reported. Those that you're talking about are not publicly being reported because the main thing is we don't want to panic the people. Yet, when you look at the collision course where we're headed, I believe there's two things that may happen, will happen, and are looking towards, like they're going to happen, is man-made catastrophe with our power grid on pushing this new Green Deal. Let me give you a headline. California grid faces collapse as leaders push renewable electric vehicles, experts say. That's one aspect. The second aspect is the people that don't like America. North Korea has the power of nuclear bombs, has a power to be able to detonate an EMP bomb. But when you look at what the experts, the military experts on EMP, you're right, substations right now are at a critical point. Yet one of the prophets said years ago, the alarms or the trumpets have been sounding and no one wants to hear the alarms go off.
Senator Ron Johnson said, we are not prepared for EMP. And he believes the balloon that came over could have housed an EMP bomb. I want to read the scriptures. Did I read this to you from Luke 21? This is where I've been preaching on this week. And I'm trying to get the word of God to you. But it says in verse 25, then there will be strange events in the skies. This is Jesus talking. Warnings, evil omens, and portents, I mean foretelling the future, in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and down here on earth, and nations will be in turmoil. That's where we are now, perplexed by the roaring seas and the strange tides. I'm very concerned about the whales that are dying. Hundreds of whales have died in the last few months.
Yeah.
In the last few weeks, many great whales, they're beautiful. And somebody told me there's maybe only 400 whales left in the ocean, the great whales. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
They said 300.
And 300,
and all, it's because they're putting the...
Windmills?
Windmills. And they have to go dig deep under the ocean, under the seafloor, in order to...
And the equipment they're using is disturbing
the equilibrium.
The speech of whales.
Right.
How they talk to each other.
They can't talk to each other. Yes.
But that is just one thing. But there's signs everywhere. I'm going to read the scriptures. The courage of many people will falter because of the fearful fate they see coming upon the earth. For the stability of the very heavens will be broken up. More is coming, people. Then the peoples of the earth shall see me, the Messiah, coming in with a cloud with power and great glory. So when all these things begin to happen, stand straight, look up, for your salvation is near.
Yes, amen. Amen. Thank you,
Carl,
Lord.
You told me in the green room before we came on the air, because we've been talking about this, everybody's talking about it, but that before, what it was, World War II, that...
Right. Yeah, Japan sent balloons over, and Munda was just talking about that, and they went into the continental United States, and we've confirmed that. I thought that I remembered that from a lot of history books that I've read.
That started World War II?
Well, it was a part of it. They were trying to do spying, and they had, apparently, those balloons were armed. And then, of course, Pearl Harbor came, and the whole thing. But that's what they were doing. Sending spy balloons over the continental United States. Now, guys, put all this in perspective. Everything that's been said here, plus remember, and this is not necessarily directly connected to it, but think of this. At the same time, we have a congressional committee for the first time ever that's exploring UFO technology that is out of this world that our Navy has been filming for 10 years.
That's it.
Now Fox News is reporting on
it.
They're saying these objects defy the laws of gravity. They're wondering whether it's technology from other nations, but they're saying it can't be because it defies the laws of physics. Nobody has that technology. Plus, the fact that they know that no one has the kind of money, no other nation has the kind of true resources and money and technology to develop it. So Congress is kind of panicking because it's before our face now. Fox News is reporting it. It's in the mainstream media. Whereas before, if you raise this issue, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a nut job. Well, there it is on video by our U.S. Navy pilots.
Right.
Okay. And it's been going on for a decade. Then along with that comes this, and I'm not saying the two are exactly related, but I think it goes to that strange signs in the skies thing.
Yes.
There's something in the heavens, something in the skies, something shaking. These are warnings. These are omens. Well, I do not claim to be a military expert, but watch. I can think. I can read. And I can add 2 + 2. And what I think, I could be wrong, but what I think is going on is some of the things you guys have been talking about. Listen, I do remember this, and it's kind of gotten lost in the news, but right when that first 22-story balloon came over and it was traversing, and Canada sent up some fighter jets with NORAD, and U.S. jets went up too. And I remember mainstream media saying that several of our jets went up, and they confirmed that balloon had high-def, high-tech equipment, video filming equipment. They didn't know if it was sending it out anywhere, which I'm sure it was, but they knew that it was definitely at least a spy balloon of the highest quality. Yeah. So that all of a sudden, that died. Okay, you hardly hear anybody talk about it anymore.
They suppressed
it. And then they kept saying, we don't know what it is. We don't know. China says it's a weather balloon. Yeah, and so even now that they've shot it down, well, we're not quite sure what it is. But the other thing, as it was coming across, they were saying, we can't shoot it down. It could hurt somebody. Yeah, it could, but there are places over the continental U.S. you could shoot it down, and it wouldn't hurt anybody, especially if you cleared the place. But several tons of stuff. But I think, I'm just thinking, that they were concerned it had an EMP device on it, electromagnetic pulse. I know most of the audience here and the audience here knows what that is, but just in case you don't, it's like an earthbound sunspot. Sometimes the sun explodes. It did in the 1800s. There was a big event that wiped out all the telegraph equipment, and we didn't have much electronic equipment back then. If we had, it would have burned it all up. But what we did have, it burned it up. Well, you know, military application in the latest technological age we're living in now, they've been considering this. And so developing
a
blast,
if we have an EMP
bomb. You basically take a nuclear-type blast and you do not land it on, you don't drop it on the ground, you explode it over a territory at a certain altitude, and when you do, it wipes out everything electric and electronic.
I mean, planes will be falling out of the sky.
A plane
cars will stop.
All the cars will stop. They all run by computers now.
Okay, I want to tell you all something. I believe it's coming, in perilous times are coming, that Lori and I are planning to buy an older car before the time of all the electronic stuff in the cars. You with all your electric cars and all that is, and all the electronics in our car, they won't move if we have an EMP bomb. But the old cars, so Granny, you'll be feel right at home. Some of the cars you had when you were a kid, they will still move around. You say, we're preparing. This ministry is on high alert right now. We are having a conference. What do you know what date that is, Marcella?
Yes, we are having our Ready Now Expo here at Morningside on March the 29th through the 31st, which is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday event. Ready Now Expo, we're bringing it back. We've had our Ready Now for many years, but this year we're doing March the 29th through March the 31st, and we're going to have workshops and seminar teachings happening here at Morningside.
And we're bringing in some of the great leaders.
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to have survival food people here. We're going to have survival. You're going to be doing a seminar.
Yeah, we're doing gardening. Yes, Janet Crable and myself, we're going to do gardening. We're going to do security. We're going to do basic preparedness. We're going to have the food vendors who have prepared and have worked on the 30-year shelf life food are going to be here. They're going to also provide samples so you can try the food. We're bringing product here so you don't have to pay shipping while you're here on the property during the Ready Now Expo.
I want people to get ready to come. Yes. I want you to get it. If you want to stay in one of the cabins here, you better get your reservation. But there's hotels around us, beautiful hotels. There's a big 5-star resort just down the road from us. Big Cedar Raj,
right.
And there's a lot of places, there's a lot of hotels and down the road and all. But you need to come. You need to get ready.
Amen.
We're going to be teaching you stuff that you've never heard before. I'm going to tell you. God's released me to go full force ahead. We want to prepare for the end time. I don't want you to die. We're here to preach the gospel in the last day.
Amen.
And we want to stay broken. So, Carl, forgive me. Yeah, I've just been
that's
all,
okay.
I'm all, I've been pinning up, and I'm just, there's so much going on. I have notebooks of what's happening. I want you to go on with what you were saying.
Yeah, well, just back to the balloons you were asking. So, again, I know what I can see. I know what I can read. I can think. And so if this was not some benevolent coincidence of, it's a weather balloon, and we just lost control of it. Not when there's been, what, 4 more?
Yeah.
At maybe 5. I think there's one in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're shooting them down, and they're getting all silent about what it is and what they've seen and what they've collected. And
think the first one should have been shot down before it came over America. Did you say that?
I have said that. To me, that's an encroachment. Listen,
but I
no
believe
other...
that. Now, as a preacher, we're not supposed to say anything about the political systems. But this is life and death.
Yeah,
people.
We are.
Yes,
yeah, we are.
Are
supposed
and
to.
And I think that spy balloon, because it was big, they knew it had big payload right hanging from it. You could see it with the naked eye.
And already saw the high definition cameras and spy equipment
that's
on
right.
it. But the point.
And they're going to spin this thing until it's nothing. Yeah. It was some kid's balloon from a party or something.
Yeah, from a party. Yeah, 22-story balloon. But anyway, but the bottom line is. So you've got all of these now. So this is no accident. It's no malevolent. It is malevolent. It's not a benevolent coincidence. It's malevolent. And so now we've got all of these balloons. Then China comes out and says, oh, there's one over us too. And then they kind of mock us about, we know you have the same technology. Oh, so you've just admitted it's not a weather balloon.
Yes.
I mean, people are just crazy looking at this saying, oh, there's nothing to it, nothing to it, nothing. Listen, we are a sovereign nation, a first world nation. There's not another sovereign first world nation that would let something enter its airspace that's 22 stories tall with high-def spy equipment on it that wouldn't immediately take it down.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so this administration, maybe other administrations would have done the same thing, so I'm not picking on them, but this administration let it fly all across the continental United States, up into Canada, and then out in the ocean they finally took it down. Then here comes more. Mm-hmm. And of course, the hullabaloo from the whole public about how they handled the first one, now they're shooting them down like it's like a skeet shoot. It's just what these could be deemed acts of war.
Yeah. That's right.
They could be. I'm not a military expert.
But I believe so. But we should have shot
it down
think when it was in the water coming across to Canada.
We could not send similar balloons of our own like that into Israeli airspace, or into China's, or into Canada's, or into...
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Israel would have shot it down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Before it hit land.
And we should have to.
Yes.
In my opinion. And I truly believe a part of, and I have nothing to back this up other than just what I know and what I can read and what I can think. I truly believe at least a part of the reason they didn't shoot it down is because they didn't really even know it was there until it was in the continental United States, basically. And they, I think, were concerned it might have an EMP explosive device, which would have taken down the grid, which we're not ready for.
No, but we'd be all in the dark today.
Yeah, or worse. And what you talked about, the bathrooms, that's a terrible thing, but that's just one little thing.
It'll take us back to the
1800s. People, we don't understand the ramifications
EMP.
What they can... They don't have to drop a bomb on us. They can put an EMP way up in the sky. You won't even hear it.
Conservative Congressman Newt Gingrich is one of them, have been warning this nation for decades that this was coming.
Yeah.
And now we got five balloons hanging over our head, over our continent.
They could have shut it down with that balloon.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not trying to sit here and tell the military what they should have, could have, would have done. I'm just saying.
No, but we're in the last days, perilous times.
These
things,
and a lot of it's happening in the heavens.
By God's word.
Yeah.
And no one wants to hear it. You want to go to happy church. You want to sing happy songs. You want to hear how to grow your gardens. And well, we're going to teach you that to survive. But
we've
got, you know.
Yeah. And then, as I said a minute ago, you add to that the signs in the skies that are on Navy's recording that are otherworldly. That's
totally
their words.
Totally otherworldly.
Totally otherworldly.
Our
Congress is investigating. This is not conspiracy theory stuff we're trumping up here to make a good show.
No.
Congress has a committee deeply looking into this because they are very, very concerned, which means the military is very, very concerned. Mm-hmm. And then in the midst of all of this, we have the spy balloons or whatever else they were and still are. And so, yeah, this is just, listen, this is a part of the technological explosion. It's a part of the nations rising up against Israel and against God's people, the church. And the United States represents the largest Christian nation on the planet. And I make quotes because we know that out of 90% of the people in America who claim to be Christians do not have a biblical worldview by their own admission, which means that now we're down to 11% of the 70% who say they're Christians, only 11%, it has been maybe less, to 8% have a biblical worldview, which means we are in the minority, not only in the United States, but all over the world, which is exactly what the Lord said about the wheat from the tares in the last days.
Yes,
it doesn't matter. Just because you say, Lord, Lord, doesn't mean you're born again.
That's right.
And so we're watching that happen. Oh, a lot of people are coming to the Lord, and a lot of churches are waking up. But there's also been a great falling away, and it's continuing.
Yes.
And then when you take the United States of America with a church on every corner, and you poll the pastors, I think only 28 or 30% of those said they had a biblical worldview. I told my wife when I read this, it was a Barna Pole, yeah. I called her in, and it's in some of my books. I know you've got other guests that they've been talking and writing about it too. But when you consider this, I told my wife when I showed her this latest results, I said, and people wonder what's wrong with the churches in America. Because the preachers don't believe the Bible.
That's right.
Which means a lot of the people don't. The young people growing up, they're not getting it in school. They're not getting it from the government. They're not getting a lot of them at home. And a lot of them aren't getting it at church. And they're not getting it in the entertainment industry. And they're not getting it in the video game industry. So where are they getting it? Pretty much nowhere. Unless they happen to be under some good teaching and preaching of contextual Word of God, balanced contextual Word of God that brings forth the basic fundamentals which makes up the biblical worldview.
Yeah.
And so that's where we are. I mean, we're living in I'm going to say this. I don't think I've ever said this before. We're living in the most prophetic times since the first coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes, amen.
That's where we are. We just are. The signs are there. Everything I've said is backed up right out of the mouth of Jesus himself and or the gospel writers and Paul. Mm-hmm. But most of it, Jesus said, this is how it will be in the last days.
Yes. Now, we have made a lot of enemies. Russia hates us for some reason. And there's rumors, and a lot of experts...
They're not Israel's friends either.
...that Russia could be one of them who would drop a bomb on us. And the word has come out that Russia is planning to destroy Moldova. Do you know where Moldova is?
Moldova.
I do. Moldova. Yes, Moldova. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have missions there.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We're building a large home for children in Moldova. Yeah.
And don't forget Persia, which is now called Iran,
who
are directly tied to Russia in a treaty agreement since the 1990s. Mm-hmm. Persia, Iran, because I keep calling them Persia because Ezekiel 38 talks about Persia will be with Gog and Magog in all these nations. Beth Togarma, which is Turkey, the tribes of Turkey, will be with them, and they will come against Israel in the last days.
Yes.
But God's going to intervene. They're not going to defeat Israel, but there's something building. Mm-hmm. And so think of the national alignments right now. China, Russia are together now.
Yeah.
Russia and Iran are together. Turkey is leaning more and more towards Russia and these guys for sure. Iran is supplying, we found out, and it was in mainstream media, nuclear technology to North Korea.
Yes.
But where did Iran get it from? By treaty, they got it from Russia.
Right.
Okay? So you've got Russia, North Korea, China, Turkey, Iran, all of these, all those nations, either by tribal names or by names, are in Ezekiel 38, written 2,700 years ago about the last days, but only the last days after Israel returns. That's Ezekiel 37.
There it is.
It is there. It's been there just a little over 70 years as we're talking now.
Right.
And these nations are aligning. People ask, well, I thought China and North Korea kind of hated each other. Let me tell you the explanation. Oh. They have a relationship kind of like the United States and Mexico. They're not in love with each other, but they do cooperate with each other. They do want to do business together. Mm-hmm. They do want to protect each other and everything. Mm-hmm. But if they have spats, North Korea and China are like that. They're like that. But China is going to defer to North Korea long before they defer to us, apparently. And so there's the alignment of the nations. And so listen, I don't want to be a doomsdayer or negative. I'm not negative. I love life. I love every day of breath. I love the people in my life like you guys, my church family, my family, people I meet and know. I mean, I keep a smile on my face and a bounce in my step everywhere I go. But I also know that we're living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ. And just like Peter slapped his head and said, oh, my gosh. The Word of God came alive in our lifetime. And I'm saying, oh, my gosh, one more time. The prophetic Word of God is coming alive our lifetime right before our eyes. And you can make of it what you want. You can say, well, I don't believe that. And I think you're crazy. And I think you're taking that out of context. Maybe. But the Bible says in the last days, Israel will return. How's that out of context? Yeah. In the last days, Jerusalem will be the chief city. There it is. How's that out of context? In the last days, there'll be a technological explosion like the earth has never seen. It's happening. It's getting bigger every day. How are you going to take that out of context? It's right before our eyes if we have the eyes to see.
That's right. Amen.
And you're not afraid to preach it in your church.
No, sir. I preach all of this in my church all the time.
Because it's not popular today.
No, it's not. My people seem to like it. But listen, well, that take too long.
But it's the
but
word of God that has to be said. I mean, I've been trying to read this chapter 21 of the book of Luke for the last month. But it says, when you see these events take place that I've described to you, can be just as sure that the kingdom of God is near.
Yes, yes.
We should be rejoicing.
Yes.
The
yes.
King is coming back. We're going to
yes.
be with the Lord forevermore.
Yes.
I solemnly declare to you that when these things happen, the end of this age has come.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's coming. There's going to be an end to this age. And though all heaven and earth shall pass away, my words remain forever true.
Yeah. Paul talks about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and then he ends all of that you were just saying. He says, but look, he says, encourage each other with these words.
Yes.
Pray for the speed of its coming.
Yes.
In other words, and when it talks about the end of the age, what that means, and I know most of your audience knows they're very adept in the Word of God, but a lot of people don't know, and a lot of new people are tuning in all the time. So when we speak of the end of the age, we're not talking about the end of the world, everything.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the end of the age of the wicked rule of the Antichrist system, of man's wicked rule, and the beginning of the righteous ruling of the Lord Jesus Christ, who created everything.
Yeah.
And it belongs to Him in the first place, stolen in the garden. The rest of human history is all about God reclaiming that through Jesus Christ, and we are blessed to be the generation, just like those early disciples were blessed to be the generation that saw that first big boom of prophecy, the Messiah they looked for. Here he did everything the Bible said. Then he did deliver himself to the cross. He did rise from the grave, which is all in the Old Testament. The church was born, which is in the Old Testament, by the Holy Spirit, which is in Zechariah 4.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all of that. And then they said, look what we've just witnessed. Look what we're living in. And I'm trying to say to the churches, to God's people all over the world, and thank you for putting me all over the world, I'm trying to say, now we are experiencing the Word of God, the prophecies of God, more assuredly true. And why does God do that? Why does He reveal these things? So for God's people, so that we will know this truly is His Word. He is in control. He is on His throne. This Word is, there's no word like this in the world. No other religious book in the world speaks of these kinds of things. None. It's this. And they're coming, it's all coming alive right in front of our face. So I'm telling church, wake up. People, wake up. Lost people, wake up.
Yeah.
It's time to get right with the Lord and enjoy life.
Yeah.
And then just know that your life is in the hands of the God who's in control of it all.
Amen.
Jesus.
Why
Amen.
Should they order your book?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why should we order this book? Because I really, really like this book.
I want to know why.
Okay,
what's in it?
Okay, well, it's called Yeshua Protocol, but the publishers wanted me at first to call it the Yeshua Code, because a lot of it talks about the codes that God has left, and His Word says that.
Yes.
In fact, let me just read one verse that's on the back of this book. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. The context, He's talking to Israel. It's in Isaiah 48, because they have basically rejected Him, and He said, look, here's how I'm going to handle it. He says, from now on, I will tell you of new things, of hidden things unknown to you. They are created now and not long ago. You have never heard of them before today, so you cannot say, yes, I knew of them.
Yes.
And so, God, I mean, all through God's Word, in this book, I've got 24 other verses that sound just like that, all through the Word of God, where God says, I do hide things and reveal them and mysteries. When you get to the New Testament, you hear the Apostle Paul talking all the time, behold, I'll tell you the mystery of the church. Behold, I'll tell you the mystery of salvation. Behold, I'll tell you the mystery of the rapture. At the seventh trumpet, or at the last trumpet, we will all be changed. Behold, I'll tell you the mystery of Christ in you. And now we know the mystery of God's will, Ephesians 1, he says. It is heaven and earth coming back together under the head Jesus Christ. What's he saying? He's saying these things were hidden for ages past.
Right.
But now in Jesus, they're here.
So
all I'm saying in this book, Pastor Jim, and thanks for asking me why people should get it, is because there's mystery after mystery after mystery after mystery that are either being revealed maybe for the first time or have been revealed, but we are now the generation living in the technological age of instantaneous information communication systems. Now the whole world can know what God has kept hidden until it was time to be revealed. It's time, it's being revealed, and God's people need to wake up, and a lot of people are because of this book and other authors and preachers and teachers that see the same things. I'm not the only one, but I've kind of cataloged these things here and put
How
it in an exciting way to read
things
it.
In an old Bible
yeah.
that's thousands of years old.
Yeah, because that's how God does it. It's his code,
if you will. It's an amazing book, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah, the Bible is.
I think you should have called it Yeshia Code.
Well, but the reason I didn't is because we went to all the book-selling places on the internet, and there were about 85 books called the Yeshua Code.
Mm. Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So the reason it's called protocol, because that's a richer, more powerful word. Incredible. Look, we have medical protocol. We have military protocol. We have all kinds of protocol. The word protocol, as we know, and mm-hmm. you can figure out from the context there, just means an agreed upon a book of principles of operations. Well, Yeshua has that. The Word of God has that. Jesus, that's the Hebrew word for Jesus. Yeshua has a protocol of how he works, how he hides things, then he brings things forward at the proper time for the proper generation so that the world is prepared for everything he's going to do.
Would you call this a now book?
It is a now book.
Yes,
now
absolutely.
Book.
This is, it even this, says on page 61, now is the time.
Now, yeah.
You talk about that.
Yeah.
We run out of time today, and I want to ask one last question. Recently, I think last Sunday in your church, you spoke about the Church of Smyrna.
Smyrna, yeah.
As a time of testing and faith. How is the church today, like the Church of Smyrna?
Different cultural times, 2,000 years ago, the Church of Smyrna, the letter to the Church of Smyrna is 3 verses long. 9, 10, and 11. Verse 9, 10, and 11 of chapter 2. Mm-hmm. Packed with power and information. And you know me, I won't talk very long. So, no, I will make it very quick.
You have to go to Revelation, the Church of Smyrna. Yes.
Very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I preached it. Because the church at Smyrna, they were living, the church was in a place that was hugely Orthodox Judaism. Mm-hmm. Well, the church was made up hugely and almost entirely of Jewish people who were believing in Yeshua as Messiah. They were coming into the church. They were being freed from the bonds of the rabbinical teachings. And, Jesus told them, says, you nullify the word of God by holding to your traditions. Mm-hmm. So by coming to Christ, they were learning, okay, but the Orthodox that were living in that area began to persecute that church horribly. And the Bible says that.
Yeah.
And history says it. And the thing is, Smyrna was a huge place. So the persecution was huge. And they were related to each other, so they were losing family, friends, they were losing jobs, they were losing inheritances, and that's why it starts off by saying, I know you're poor, but yet you're rich spiritually, but he kept saying, listen, endure, walk in faith, look at the times you're living in, this is a part of the times you're living in, and this kind of persecution is going to come against you, but I will bless you and deliver you. That's us, too.
Yeah.
Different culture, different time. But I mean, we just went through all this stuff in the last 2 or 3, 4 years, and people, trash the church and trash preachers and trash Christians. And so all of that was happening. And then we're living in the time where 11% believe the Bible's a real word of God. And so people, even in churches, are fighting about, well, what do you think this means? What do you think that means? Mm-hmm. So it's just the persecution is mounting. We're in the minority. Mm-hmm. We're poor, but yet we're rich because we belong to the King of Kings, and he's coming back for us.
Yes, amen. Amen. Sorry. Everybody, get this book. At least get one for a gift of $25.
People who want to know need to buy that book.
Yes, that includes shipping and handling. Also, you can receive the friends and family offer. Get this for your pastor. I mean, he will love this to learn from this, and that's for $65, 3 for $65, including shipping and handling. Or better yet, guys, if you want to be a missionary, like Jim Moy says, he knows me. I keep books in the trunk of my car. Now you never know who's going to come along the pathway of your life, and you feel led by the Holy Spirit to give them a book, and so you can receive 13, which is a baker's dozen, for $215. That includes shipping and handling. So do what you can do. At least get one for yourself. But I would say everybody. This book is very rich. It's very full.
You're going to love having these amazing books when the world's coming apart, and it's coming apart. There are going to be events this year that you're going to want to read these books. You're going to want to read what we're sending out. And when you support us by ordering a book, you're keeping the show on the air also.
Amen.
So order your books today and give them out to people. You can, you know, there's people around you that's never heard the gospel, and they will read a book.
That's right.
And this would be a great book to do that. Tomorrow, Carol, you're coming back, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
And we're going to go deeper into this book.
Now, you know, today we talked about the EMP and all this, Jim. I think we really need to offer, you know, once again, until we can't offer it anymore, and people have made a lot of fun
of us. What should I offer? Tell me.
I think the prepared pantry.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need to be ready.
The food.
With a 30-year shelf life.
I'll tell you what. There's two things you have to have to stay alive. Some of you just want to die and go to heaven, probably, if things are happening. But we need to be alive to tell the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's what this place is built, is a place up in these hills for people to come to learn and to study. Mm-hmm. And we'll have preachers come in as much as they can. We may have to go use our truck and go out and pick some of them up. But we want you to be ready.
So you can receive one of these 60 meal buckets, 13 varieties for $225. That includes shipping and handling. So call us right now, 1-888-988-1588, or go to jimbakershow.com.
The pancakes are so good. Can you imagine when you're starving to have a big stack of pancakes? They're in here in this bucket.
Yeah.
Now, people are ordering now. I'll tell you, I don't know how long we're going to be able to send food. We were not able to send for a long time last year. We had one church order. How many buckets did you send out to one church?
Just the other day, 100.
Oh, yeah, 100 buckets were delivered to one of a mega church.
A mega church just ordered 100 of these buckets
and have
for their people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I think the churches should be cities of refuge for the last days. Yes. Every church should be.
Amen.
And if you need to get with your pastor and see if you can't order some, and you can call Nena personally for your church.
Yeah.
She might even
give a bulk deal if we can get the manufacturers to work with us
to give them to ship
out. I do want to mention, Dad, also very important, as we've been hearing about the EMP as well and just all that's happening around us, now is a great time to go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Lion Energy, which is our fuelless generators, we have the generators available there on the website, at our website, jimbakershow.com. Those are the fuelless generators. And what's amazing about this is we've partnered with Lion Energy to bring you the ability to customize your package. And we also offer with the fuelless generators, we offer expansion batteries. There's accessories there. There's solar panels. And then, of course, too, the EMP bags are available as well.
So you have a bag there.
That's right.
That you can
protect.
Put your generator.
It's a Faraday bag that will protect
Faraday
your
bag.
Generator.
They call them Faraday bag. Nobody knows what that means, but that's an EMP bag.
That's right.
And it keeps them from burning up if there's an EMP bomb.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, you say, well, people think I'm crazy. You know, I did something this week that I should have never done. But I went to social media and I looked up the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, boy.
And we have lots of programs on. Somebody here sends out my shows, and so they're on there. But in between my shows is the... Well, it's evil to me, just evil hate to me. I'll never watch again. I don't even want it in my mind. But there's a lot of people who want this ministry to die. And the number one thing that they hate is the food bucket. Did you know that, Tammy Sue? Sue goes online more than I do. You young people all go online. Grandma, don't go there. You don't need it. It's garbage. It's vomit. You don't need to go there. But The devil's tried to stop the food more than anything else we've ever done.
Keep this in mind. There are 10 times more people who want you to stay on the air.
That's right.
I mean, truly. No, it's the true. Negative people have an agenda.
That's they right. do.
Okay? But there's so many people.
But one of the hate videos on about me has 300,000 views.
Yeah, well, there's millions
but
of people
you know
that watch
important,
you and love you.
And I get what you're saying, but this is what gives us hope.
But you don't, you can watch it and leave it.
Sure.
This is the first time I've seen it, Mondo.
But what encourages me is on Saturday, I took my son out and John happened to bump into John and Jackson and we were having lunch together. And as we're eating, a couple walks by me and recognizes and say, stay on the wall. Thank you for staying on the wall. Tell Pastor Jim and Lori, thank you for reminding us.
Yeah.
That's what is encouraging to me to know that what we're doing is making an impact. Went to Walmart and I took my son to go get a few things for a day that we were celebrating. And I cannot tell you, people were stopping me, telling me, hey, thank you. Stay on the wall. Keep sharing. Keep preaching. We're watching. We're hearing. We're listening.
Yeah, that's
right. We're ordering.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something. Where sin abounds, much more grace.
The Bible says only a remnant will be saved. That's
absolutely. Right. But I believe that the people that watch this program really understand the times and the seasons that we're in right now.
They do.
And this is why the voice of the prophets is needed more than ever to help us understand. And listen, I want to encourage you to become a monthly partner, because we're getting ready to just unlock volumes of information for you that we're not going to be able to do it on television yet. We're going to do it privately so we can encourage you with the Word of God, talk about what's happening right now to try to help make sense before you go crazy. The Bible says that we're living in perilous times. That means a time of pressure like we've never seen before. Yet, souls are being saved.
Yeah.
People are being prepared. People are listening. Those that want to listen are listening. Because you let me know during my Walmart shopping and eating that you're watching this program, you're supporting this program, and do it today. Call right now, 1-888-988-1588. Become a monthly partner today and become one of those remnants that will stand in the gap between the living and the dead, the Bible says, for this time that we're in.
PTL Television Network. Yes. Voice of the Prophets. Everybody needs to go. If you have to, if your computer, whatever you have, just download the app on your cell phone. It's just right there. You can see everything. If that and that's what I do. I mean, I'm always watching everything that we do on.
Yeah, because on our internet or on our website.
Yes.
You can order all the products. There's the pump to pure.
That's right.
Purify water. We got a little pump that's not very expensive. But it will purify the water for you to drink. I'm telling you, I have a lot of these buckets at my house. I want you to have them. I want you to have this food. This food lasts 30 years shelf life. God bless you. We have to go. Remember, God loves you. He really does.
Amen.
Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Pastor Carl Gallagher.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for
having me. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.